Hi everyone, I'm Ira Gopal. I'm a student from Symbiosis Center of Media and Communication, Pune, and I'm interning at Audible Radio. I'm here with Malenka. Hi.
Hi.
So, could you please tell us a little bit about your life before you came to Audible?
Before I came to Oroville, I was living in the USA, where I was born, and I had a variety of kinds of work. And my husband and I decided to travel to India, and while we were in the north, we encountered a Japanese American couple who had just returned from Oroville. And they were, what to say, one was a photographer and the other one was a writer. And they were just ecstatic. They were in love with what they had found here. And they told us about it. And so we hopped on the next train and came to Pondicherry. So I would say that my life before I came to Oroville was quite normal, some adventures, but mostly mundane.
So when you came to Orwell and you saw what goes on here, what it was like, what made you stay?
Well, actually, that was 1973. So it isn't at all today like it was then. And we didn't stay. We were here for 6 months and then we went back to the States. I suppose you want to know why we didn't we stay. We were not accepted to live here because at that time, having money seemed to be an important aspect of being accepted. However, when I think back to it now, I know a number of people, old Orovillians, who came and had even less than we did and didn't bother with any of that. They just knew they weren't leaving. And we didn't have then all these stipulations about visas, and there were no hoops through which to jump. So I can only say that it wasn't time yet to stay. I didn't return to Oroville until 1977 with my 2.5-year-old son, where my husband contracted some sort of ailment, disease, heart attack, I don't know what, but anyway, in 5 months he died. And then I left India for good, I thought.
What does that mean?
It means that I felt certain that had we been in Europe or the States, he could have been saved. At that time, the medical facilities and the emergency, I mean, it just wasn't what it is today in 19, in 20, almost 18. I took my young son and I left, and I thought I had my India experience finished. However, when my son was just about 8 years old, it was very clear to me that I had been caught by Oroville. I had seen the mother in person, and I think that perhaps she had caught me.
Really, like, did you have a really touching experience with her? What was your meeting with her like?
Well, the first one was on the street in Pondicherry, beneath her balcony, receiving darshan. And shortly after that was, I had gone, friends of mine said, oh, it's your birthday, you've got to go, you've got to go. And I didn't know anything about the mother. But I accepted their push and I went, and there I found myself in a queue of many others being hustled through a queue to meet her. And the meeting was very short and not really knowing who she was and not having read anything about this integral yoga, I didn't get it who that lady is. I saw a tiny, very elderly lady who was being kind of shouted at by her attendants. Move along, and it's enough, you know. And touching experience was that I felt a lot of compassion for this lady. But she gave me something, I tell you, because it brought me back, and I'm hers. To put it in a nutshell.
So then you decided to come back to India with your son?
Then when he was, as I say, around 8, we returned, and I became a newcomer, which at that point was for 9 months. And then I became an Aurovillian, my son as well, and that's how it's been. So that's a long time, no?
Yeah, quite a long time.
It's probably before you were born.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. So you've been here like a really long time. Could you just tell us what projects you've been responsible for or participated in the growth of Aurovill?
I haven't started any major projects. I've been involved in numerous kinds of work. And not necessarily in this order. Well, perhaps it's in the right order. I started working... I love plants and nature, so I started working at the Matra Mandir Nursery. And Sanjeev found me, and I also do calligraphy. I'm also an artist. And he found me and said, Malenka, can you come out to law school and help the children with their handwriting? It's dreadful. So I told him, no, yeah, I'll do what I can, but I'm not a teacher. But that was the beginning of my teaching. From that bit of handwriting assistance, I became an English teacher because there was a need.
Yeah.
You see, at that time, and probably up to this day, you jump in where it's needed. You don't necessarily have a certificate or a degree. You may not have studied it. You may not have had work experience, but you're here. And see, we're building a city, and we have need of people to pick up whatever is needed to be done. So being a native English speaker, American, and quite good in English, I was able to do it. So I went teaching from last school, and then I was also in transition for a few years. I had a short stint at Future School, and now I'm working with children from TLC, which doesn't necessarily mean tender loving care. It means the learning community.
Could you tell me a little bit about, like, what you think was one of the difficulties that you had to overcome when you were staying in Orville, like a major difficulty for you?
In the beginning or present?
In the beginning.
I'm not sure that I really had any major difficulties. I was able to build a keet house behind the nursery in what is known as pump house land, a very large one. My son had the downstairs, and I had the upper part. And, okay, we didn't have electricity and plumbing, and it was hot. And the roof leaked, and I mean, there were things like that, but I wouldn't call those major difficulties. It was just part of being here, and there was, as there is now, a sense of the beauty of the place. And I would never, even from the beginning, have traded it to go and live again in America.
That's amazing. All right, can you tell me a little bit about... You said that Aurovill is really different now from what it was back then when you got here. So in what way, like, what is one major difference that you've noticed?
There was more hands-on. We were not organized into... groups. We didn't have a town hall. We didn't have all these groups. We had an entry service because when people would come, they needed to be dealt with, spoken to, explained various things. There was less, there wasn't bureaucracy, there wasn't politics, there wasn't meetings. There wasn't, I mean, it was more that we were building. we helped build Mata Mandir by hand at that, in those early days, you know? We were at concretings and dealing with matter. I guess that's what I want to say is we were more involved with matter than mentality.
So, like, are you happy with where Auroville is today?
It's a hard one. I can't say that I'm happy or unhappy. I realize that we're growing. We are evolving as the soul is evolving. We are evolving. What we were then is not what we are now and is far from where we are headed. And myself, I would say, for people to progress and to feel better is to perhaps start with remembering something the mother had said. Don't judge. Don't compare. And don't criticize. So I think that if we all would do that, it would be a giant step in the right direction. Me, I have confidence, faith, whatever you'd like to call it, trust, that it's going as it has to go in order to reach the goal. And it's going at the speed, the rate of speed, which some people think is very slow, city of 50,000, not yet 3,000 after almost 50 years. I mean, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Things take time.
Yeah. So, like, there were the 50th anniversary celebrations in Delhi recently. So, on the account of that, what do you think the next step for Auroville should be? Like, I was speaking to Frederick, and he said that the next step of Auroville should be increasing collaboration with its environment, where Auroville is. So, according to you, what should it be?
I think if we actually begin the lines of force and get in line with the galaxy plan, that would be a great move forward. And of course I agree with Frederick, being aware of and kind to the environment is a paramount point, a point of paramount importance.
So today is Auroville Radio's birthday.
So how many years?
13.
13, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize.
So you've been associated with the radio for quite some amount of time, right? So can you tell us a little bit about your experience with Auroville Radio?
Oh, sure. I had just returned from abroad, a family visit, and I wanted to do something that I hadn't done before. I like variety. I don't do the same things every day. And I met a friend who said, you know, they're looking for somebody at Auroville Radio. Why don't you check in there? So I did, and I met Andrea. And I liked him very much.
Uh-huh.
And I liked the place. And he said, ah, yes, Malenka, we need someone to do the news and do interviews. So, okay. I did it. And I stopped doing it after, some years. Because although I had learned to do the interviews and collect information and read the news and to edit all of that on the computer, I'd reached a point where my eyes said, it's enough computer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why today I stopped working for the radio eventually, because by that time so many lovely young volunteers like yourself came and are doing that job very well. But now, at a certain moment, I felt compelled to record Sri Aurobindo's synthesis of yoga, and I'm happy they let me do it here at the radio. And I was editing that, but again, finished. My eyes. I couldn't spend hours in front of the computer looking at those things. So I'm very grateful. Mm-hmm. It's very fortunate that Miriam, who I cannot praise highly enough, is doing my editing. So I write the text for the portion that needs to be online and do the recording. I'm about halfway through, and I hope to survive long enough to complete it.
No, but it's a really good program. I'm sure many people are thankful to you for doing it.
No idea. I have no idea. I mean, it's available on the radio, and it's also available through Savitri Bhavan.
Mm-hmm. So, a little bit back on the subject of Auroville as such, could I ask you what, for you, like, what you think sets Auroville apart from every other place? Like, for me, it's the amount of freedom I have here in terms of being able to record what I want, being able to take interviews of who I find interesting, like you. So, what sets Auroville apart for you? What makes you love Auroville?
Gosh, it's home. It's home. I wouldn't want to live anyplace else. Here, I feel so whole, so content with all the problems, whatever problems, because we have worse problems elsewhere in the world. But here I feel that I can be part of building something. You know, I didn't start a major project, but I'm a small part of the whole, an integral part of the whole. You know, so when each day I have a different work that I go out to, and each thing, minor though it may be compared to some people's work, I know that what I do, what any of us do, if it's done at a higher consciousness, or an attempt even at higher consciousness, it's very meaningful. So that for me is a big thing. I'm here to turn my work into a means for raising my consciousness.
And what does it mean for you to be a true Aurovillian? Does that phrase hold meaning for you?
Well, we could go back to the last point. To be aspiring to feel the reality of the presence of the divine at all times, that it can really be a presence, a reality, and sustain me and make to grow in me truth, and to use whatever work I put my hand to or my head to as a means to raising my consciousness. I don't have to do it. I don't have to choose a work because I'm going to earn enough money so that I can survive.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
Well, I know with your education that this is the work that you're interested in, mm-hmm. and how you happen to be so fortunate to come to Auroville to do this internship. Has it struck you as a special place, or will you leave and say, wow, that was a trip? Or would you come back? Or how do you feel about this place?
I would, like I said before, this, like, I've done a lot of internships, and like the first thing, on my first day here, Andrea spoke to me and he told me that, look, you're going to go into like the media world and you're not going to have the freedom to produce what you want. But here in Auroville, we're going to give you that freedom. So if you want to record birds chirping or crickets, or if you just want to record the wind, or you want to recite a poem, even if you think it's stupid, just do it because we will support you. So I think that touched me. From then I was like, yeah, I'm coming back.
Oh, great. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you find the living conditions here suitable for you? Must be very different from where you come from.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me like a long time to get, like the first week I was not used to it at all. I took a lot of time to adjust. But now I think it's growing on me. I'm thinking it'll take me time to adjust when I go back home. Like, I won't know how to live there. But yeah, I'm really loving it here. It's truly something else.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Okay, so thank you so much for coming down today and for sharing all your experiences with us. And yeah, I hope you liked the interview.
You're welcome. Yes, it was fine.